Butter chicken and tandoori lovers will have a new option in Southwest Coquitlam with the opening of the Naan Club. The new casual dining spot offering Indian cuisine will give nearby Cactus Club and Brown's Social House some competition for customers seeking an alternative to the many cafes, eateries and restaurants along Lougheed Highway near the Real Canadian Superstore. In addition to mains and specialties, including both meat and vegetarian dishes, Naan Club offers a wide variety of signature and classic cocktails, to go with starters and shareables. The recently opened dining room, located at 102-100 Schoolhouse Street, in Schoolhouse Square, offers a bright, airy space with a West Coast style. In the works is a large patio, which the owners hope will be built by mid-August. It will feature a fire pit and a comfy seating area, an enclosed space that can be rented, as well as an open patio area for family dining. General Manager Arvin Bain said the hope is to provide the growing neighborhood of Southwest Coquitlam with an inviting spot to experience the warm flavors of northern India. Chefs Anil Dehoundil and Sandeep Gunil use only quality ingredients, Bain said, adding Naan Club's butter chicken is the best anywhere. If people give us a shot, they'll see what I mean by that, said Baines, who is helping in the business owned by Manpreet Chalal and Lakhvir Baines. Naan Club has been open for deliveries from Skip the Dishes and Uber Eats since April. Among the popular dishes include tandoori sliders, which include three sliders consisting of marinated chicken or paneer, a type of Indian cheese, infused with masala spices, and topped with garlic chipotle aioli and fresh tomato between brioche buns. Also popular are curries, including vegetable, chicken, lamb, fish and beef curries, rice dishes, including chicken biryani, with basmati rice cooked with onions, bell peppers, spices and chicken with almond. As well, Naan Club offers main courses such as New Zealand lamb chops, beef ribs, garlic prawns and a barbecue platter, while those seeking lighter fare can consider the teriyaki noodle bowl or noodle stir-fry. Rounding out the extensive menu are soups, including lentils mulligatawny, and Congolese club salad, a lettuce, cucumber, black bean and mango salad, topped with house-made mango and passion fruit vinaigrette, which can be topped with chicken. Appetizers include samosas and hot and spicy pili pili chicken wings. As for the drinks, Naan Club challenges the notion that suburban restaurants don't keep up with the trends. The cocktail lineup is huge, ranging from Aperol Spritz and classics, such as a cosmopolitan or whiskey sour, to exotic-sounding drinks such as the Bombay Club, with gin, mango, egg white mint leaves, lemon and chai syrup and Old Indian, with Old Monk rum, lime juice, chai syrup, mango and dry prosecco. Baines told the Tri-City News that the restaurant has a good location, just off Lougheed Highway, and he hopes people find their way to the new dining spot. Follow Naan Club on Instagram for news about the new patio and an upcoming grand opening. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Naan Club Indian Cuisine, at Naan Club Indian Cuisine.